another day, yet another way. Sometimes the rain falls on down. Another day, another setting for another way.
Before we get into our discussion, let me remind our listeners that any information you hear in this podcast or read in blogs or references in the show notes is for education and entertainment only. This is not financial advice. Seek a professional expert for your unique facts and circumstances if you need financial advice. Hello, Filelighters. Lambo here, and I'm back. It's been a year since our last episode, and I thought I'd just start with this passage, as it has so much meaning on our family's lives this past year. This is from Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8, from the NIV. There's a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. This passage is all too real for our family this year. We've had loss, joy, tears, challenges, and most recently, a lovely wedding expanding our family and certainly bringing a time to dance. We all set priorities in life. Some are intentional and others are by default. Remember the famous lyric delivered by Rush's Geddy Lee in the song Free Will? If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. I've chosen to make family my top priority this year, sometimes with direct actions and other times just by taking care of the homestead while my wife was caring for family. We have experienced some high peaks and some low valleys this year and are praying for a much less volatile 2024. In fact, we're already looking at some travel opportunities to enjoy some delightful new surroundings and experiences. As we eat the last Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and York Peppermint Patty, and Halloween disappears in the rearview mirror, we're preparing for Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays with family in the next few months. I just wanted to reach out to each of the Filelighter subscribers and new listeners and say more is coming. The air has finally turned cooler in Central Texas, and my creative juices seem to be flowing. I look forward to unplugging the laptop and carrying it out back to sit in the grotto on warm, sunny afternoons and see if my brain can outrun my typing speed. But back to our opening. What are some of the peaks and valleys this year? We lost a parent, and others have experienced challenges. However, more recently, we experienced great joy as our daughter was married, and we have had several opportunities to meet and spend time with our son-in-law's family. Music has returned to my routine, having joined a handbell choir at church with weekly practices. Soon we'll be playing some Christmas pieces in December. This is something I did for years, but have not done recently, and it's great to be spending time sharing music in this group. My high school class turned 60 this past year, and many of us continue to celebrate this milestone. Most recently, we were in Austin to celebrate MJ, the composer and performer of the theme song for the podcast titled Another Day. It was nice to meet some of the musicians that have played on her albums and to reminisce from our high school days. Back to priorities. I'd just like to offer these thoughts or goals. As we enter the holiday season, many of them harken back to some of the early goals I had entering retirement. The first group are what I call the F priorities: faith, family, friends, fellowship, and fun. We will continue to expand the F goal opportunities. The other category is driven by our anticipated FILIGHTER discussion that you've come to expect. Are you still minding the gap? Are you growing the gap? As a reminder, the gap is the difference between income, or what's coming in, and expenses, or what's going out. The gap fuels your progress to financial independence. How are you implementing your financial goals to move to financial freedom? What is your timeline for transformational change once you reach your FIRE goal? What does the future FIRE life look like for you? Let's talk about what path you may be taking. Is it the Coast FIRE path? Coast FIRE is where you invest enough, early enough, that it can grow through the magic of compounding and reach your target goal at your target retirement date. When using this approach, you establish your core investment, and it can grow each year. Imagine, if you will, the interest grows based on the balance of each year's interest and dividends or equity appreciation, providing even more growth the following year. Simply said, your money is making money that is making money. Realizing the volatility will bring good years, bad years, phenomenal years, and tough years, but over the long term, historically, time yields a trend that goes up and to the right. Are you perhaps pursuing a lean or traditional FIRE? In this more traditional calculation of your FIRE target, using the 4% rule, you take your current spending target for your retirement lifestyle and multiply it by 25. So if you want to live on $50,000 a year, you would need 25 times 50,000, or $1,250,000, to support that expense level growing annually by inflation. Another way of looking at the calculation is to take your current net financial assets and divide by 25. You may even be surprised with the result. It could be that you could possibly retire and didn't realize you've already reached financial independence. If you currently have $1 million in financial assets, divide it by 25, and the result is $40,000 per year. That would be the amount of expenses grown annually by inflation that you could budget for your retirement lifestyle. Remember, these are just straw men, back-of-the-envelope rules of thumb, and there are many aspects to your personal situation that would impact your plan to retire. Some definitions segregate lean FIRE as the ability to live on $40,000 or less per year. If you say your goal was to live on $80,000 a year, you would be considered traditional FI at reaching $2 million in your investment. Both calculations essentially use the same 25x or 4% rule calculation. The important thing with any financial plan is that it utilizes your unique situation and goals to be sure they're achievable, and also that you can be flexible when needed to allow for adjustments. You may say, wait, I've read that my investments in a low-cost index fund are going to grow 7% a year. That's right. If you average enough years together, historically, the market returns are up and to the right. However, the volatility that can take place in any given day, month, or quarter, or even decade may require that you adjust your plan. Recently, the FIRE community lit up on response to Dave Ramsey's claim that 8% is a sustainable withdrawal rate. In his calculation, you take the market return over a long period of time, roughly 12%, and an inflation rate of roughly 4%, and you just simply say 12% returns minus 4% erosion for inflation gives me an 8% withdrawal rate. I'm not going to rehash the details as so many YouTubers and podcasters and bloggers have already done so with much more eloquence than I could. But my Cliff Notes version that many of you would already know is that sequence of return risk and basically market volatility from month to month, quarter to quarter, or year to year would dramatically reduce your investment if you blindly withdrew 8% a year, and you would likely find yourself going back to work after a few years. Fat FIRE is another term in the financial independence community. Some of you have heard this term. The definition of fat FIRE is spread all over the map. Some sources consider it living on $100,000 or more per year. Using the 25X calculation, that would reflect investments of $2.5 million or more. Other definitions basically say you have enough that you don't give spending levels a second thought. One final point I'd like to discuss today is, are you synced up with your partner on financial independence goals? This is one that many folks have written about or covered on podcasts, YouTube channels, and blogs. I want to encourage you to have conversations with your significant other. My wife and I attempt to have these conversations regularly. At our age, we're witnessing many situations firsthand that reinforce the significance of getting the most out of these go-go years of retirement. It is one thing to toss ideas back and forth on a car trip, but it's quite another to start booking trips and filling up the calendar. I would encourage all of our FILighters to get out of your comfort zone. First, think big, looking at the future. Scale back if your resources and financial plan can't quite support your goals, but get the discussion going. How many times have you feared a conversation only to finally work up the courage to open the dialogue with someone and find they were more than willing to discuss and openly consider your perspective along with their own? And let me clarify, scale back. Perhaps you have a major travel destination bucket list. You may not have room in the budget to make two long international trips in a year, but you can mix a lower cost trip and arrange your timeline to optimize your vacation budget and still meet your goals. Another thought is to pick one thing from each of your bucket lists. There's no requirement that you can only have a joint bucket list. While you may agree on most bucket list items, it could be that you have very diverse goals and may even send your spouse on a trip with a friend that shares that interest. I'm talking about things like rock climbing or through hiking the Appalachian Trail, something that one spouse really feels strongly about as a goal that the other spouse has little to no interest, but yet supports the goal of the spouse that's excited about it. And finally, do you share the same view of your retirement lifestyle? This is very similar to the last point, but focused a little more on the retirement years. Where do you want to live? Where do you want to go? Are you thinking about full-time RV life? Are you thinking about adopting the snowbird life and splitting your time between two locations? Are you thinking about intensive volunteering in the community? Have you thought about a joyful, fulfilling second career that's not salary-driven, but rather one that is personally rewarding and gives back to the next generation? Have you achieved not only monetary investing goals this year, but also learned to tame the psychological aspects of ignoring the market volatility, the news headlines, the shock and awe? Well, that's a lot to think about. You may want to do some of your own research in these areas. Take some time these holidays to refine your perspective and sharpen your view of the months and years ahead. Put some goals on paper. This is Lambo, the FILighter, saying happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be back with new content on the FILighter podcast again. This episode was recorded on my son's birthday, November 14th, 2023. This is Lambo, the FILighter, signing off in College Station, Texas. Another day, another way.
Sometimes the song beats the ground. Another day, yet another way. Sometimes the rain falls on down. Another day, another setting for another way. Nothing's fine.